Blog Talk Radio.
About it with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city where there's plenty of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, what a beautiful sight. Wish you were here. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's most holy greetings to you, you and you, those of you that listen on a continual basis. We want to send you lots of love and hugs today. All in our prayers, yes, they are sent to you today, wherever you are, right now. In the name of Jesus, receive them right now, in Jesus' name. And are you praying for me, too? Send me some of your prayers also, and I appreciate it just as well. Thank you. We thank God for our company today. Pastor Sharon and our own administrator, Diane Lowe, McGrath. We sending word to her today. Yes, indeed, we thank God for her. And those of you that need prayer, want prayer, have someone you want us to pray for, call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925, while we're on the air. Just give us a little call or let us know how you enjoying the broadcast or whatever. Bless God if you have a concern also. Okay, we are waiting to hear from you while we're on the air. Yes, while we're on the air at 347-857-3925. We're waiting for you, just for you. You know you want to say something. You want to be heard. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us today, glory be to God, what it's all about. Yes, we have a few people that we want to pray for today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We were praying for Jessica Parrish a while back. Praise God, as she's pregnant and having a little problem, and she wants a safe delivery. Okay, Father God, in Jesus' name, as we pray for Jessica Parrish today for a safe delivery, Lord, let everything be as it should be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know how these babies need to turn and turn straight. Amen. We pray, Father God, right now that the baby be turned in the right way so it can come safely into the world. Yes, a new baby into the world. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to believe it today that she have a safe delivery. Will you believe with us for Jessica? She's in St. Thomas right now, in the name of Jesus, okay? All right. Now, I want to hear of a safe delivery. I want to hear of nothing but the best, right? Yes, everything is all right. Now we're going to pray for Nicole Thomas, also, who is pregnant. Father God, we pray that she have a safe delivery also, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let not the stress that she had where the baby's father was killed in an accident, Father, let not that stress hinder her. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise for it today. Father, we ask you to touch also Sydney there in the UK. Touch Sydney right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Make a way for him out of nowhere in the mighty name of Jesus, and we count it done. Father, touch Kamana, I've pronounced his name. Kamana, touch him right now, Lord. He's on live support. And, Father, he needs you right now at this hour. Touch and deliver in the name of Jesus. God, give his mother some peace also in this situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we count that done. Father, we send the word to Michael Simpson, Lord, that he salvation will visit him this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We also pray for David Neverson that salvation will visit him today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, move in a mighty and miraculous way. Lord, we're praying for your pastors all over, God, that are going through trials and tribulation. Father, we're praying for Pastor Clock today in the name of Jesus. Father, touch his body right now. Father God, we pray that the assignment that the enemy has sent to him of those operations, needing those operations, Lord God, that he will be made whole today and will not have to go through another operation. In the name of Jesus, right now, we cancel in that assignment of Pastor Scotty Clock. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Chris Whitted today, God, that you give him strength, Lord. Touch his body in a mighty way in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today. God, touch Curtis Harris today in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch Carla Scott today in Jesus' mighty name. Touch Michael Whitted Jr. in Jesus' name. Let salvation visit him today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let it visit Ashley Ritter today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for healing Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father God Almighty. We thank you for what you're doing for all your people, God. Oh, God, let Kelly Hill continually recover, Lord God, in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, we thank you for what you've already done for him, Father God. In Jesus' name. You know, God, we thank you for touching Mother Jane Mara. She needs strength in the body right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. God, whatever, God, is going on in her body that the doctors cannot find, God, in Jesus' name, Father, reverse the decision of the enemy, what has come against her right now, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we speak to her body that it come in alignment with the word today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have prayer, you need prayer for someone or yourself, or whatever the case may be, listen, give us a call, you know, 347-857-3925. We're waiting to hear from you. If you have something to say today, just give us a call. We will allow you some time. Praise the Lord. Not the whole broadcast, but we'll allow you some time, okay, to say what thus saith the Lord, whatever you have to say. Hey, I tell you, this is an opportunity for you. All you got to do is press the number one, and the operator will patch you into us, and we will hear what you have to say, okay? Don't get crazy, but we just will just talk with you sensibly, all right? Amen. Now, remember now, praise the Lord, you know, we wait for you. You are you. Don't be shy. Just give us a call. You know you got something on your mind. Let's just go ahead on and see and talk about it. That's right, because this is time to talk about it, and we'll talk about it some, okay? You give me your opinion, I'll give you mine, okay? You may not like mine, and I may not like yours, but we can agree to disagree. Isn't that right? Let love flow right on. All right, here's a word for you today. Righteous indignation is often nothing more than self-righteous irritation. Hello, can we do that again? Righteous indignation is often nothing more than self-righteous irritation. You know, we always talk about, I'm just indignant. I have righteous indignation. Well, that's nothing but irritation. Amen. Just tell the truth about it. Glory be to God. Our problem is we like to use fancy words without telling the truth. We try to use them instead of the truth of the matter is, huh? You just irritated me. You say, you ain't going to say that, is you? No, you're not. You're just going to say, I have righteous indignation. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That's a cute way of saying it. That's all. God is good, ain't it? You know, praise God. We talk about it around here, don't we? Amen. You know you talk about it, don't you? Praise the Lord. Now let's kind of go a little bit here today. Now we're going to go here, and we're going to talk about something today. Most of us don't have patience. Patience, you hear? Let me tell you about a little something about patience today. This is people. The average person, get impatient in about 17 minutes when they're standing in the line. Now, that's give or take. All right. And now, most people lose their patience in about 9 minutes while holding the phone. You know why you don't want to dial one and talk to us? Because you ain't got no patience. The wait your turn. Think about it now. Come on. You have less patience. Come on. In church. You want church to last an hour. What you going to get in an hour? The praise service would probably take an hour. And you don't want to wait for the word because it looks like it's taking too long, and you don't want the preacher to warm up the sermon, give you the basics, the fundamentals of the message. You are impatient. I wish he'd hurry up. I wish he'd hurry up. I just don't want to hear all that. Now, if they go to the meat of the word, then you'll say, well, I ain't getting nothing out of that. See, you're just as impatient, you see. But not knowing that the Bible say, in your patience possess ye your soul. Now, don't you think that's an odd scripture? In your patience possess you your soul. Now, you know anything today that you're doing, let's say you go to the driving license place, you're going to wait in line. You go to the supermarket, you're going to wait in line. You go to the bank, you're going to wait. There's a waiting time, huh? So now think about it. In Christ Jesus, there's a waiting period also for everything you get. Our problem is we want to be an overnight success, a one-day wonder. You get saved today and tomorrow you want to be the miraculously healing the sick and raising the dead, and you want to be highly anointed, and you want people to say all kind of good things to you and about you. But you had no patience to receive these gifts in your life. Think about it now. Come on. Now, you know, I don't worry about what you think. I only want to know what you receive. Are you receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ? Have you waited on the word? Have you waited for the word to do what? To change your life, change your thinking, change the way you perceive things, because you was not born with it. Come on now. You thought you was born with it, but you wasn't born with it. You had to do just like the rest of us, huh? Now think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Think about her. Now, even though she had Jesus, she birthed Jesus into this world, praise the Lord, she had to be born again, have to have the Holy Ghost just like the rest of us. Now, isn't that a strange thing? But she had to have patience, you see. She had to wait for them 33 and a half years to be finished before she could get hers. Now, she said she did all that work, and she went through all of that time, and she had a whole lot of dramas going on in her life, or people was always trying to kill Jesus and everything. And she had to go through all of this trials and tribulation in her life before she could get the Holy Ghost. She had to be up there in that upper room just like the rest of them. Hmm? All right, come on. You're going to have some patience here. When you pray and believe, then you wait for God to give you the answer, do you not? I know. You don't wait. You don't wait. You ain't got time to wait. You want everything instant. You want to be a microwave. Get the turkey done in 2 seconds. You know, you put him in the oven under the convocation oven or whatever that oven is, and it's done in a 2 minutes, a 2 minute turkey. I'm kind of scared of him. He's full of all kind of radiation and everything because he got done too fast for me. I like put him in the oven and cook him 4 hours or whatever. You know, I want him well done. You see, but listen, patience is what we want you to think about today and to learn about patience, huh? Now let me tell you this. Let me read James 5. We're going to read a little bit about this. I'm just going to talk a little bit about you, then I'm going to pass you on over to this here phenomenal pastor we have here, Sharon Baums. Yes. And let her throw some of this at you. And start at the 7th verse. Listen what he says. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman wait for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Now stop there for a moment. The farmer, when he plants, he got to wait, don't he? He has to wait for his fruit or his harvest. And let's throw this in. This don't cost nothing. I just thought about this. When you give your offering, you want something to happen the next day, don't you, or the next hour. I just gave it unto the Lord, and he said that he's going to bless me, and you looking for the next hour. Now, listen, when the farmer plants his crop, he put the seed in the ground. He got to wait for it to come up, don't he? So now why don't you think about it? When you put your seed in that offering bucket or pan or whatever it is, when you put it in, you got to wait for your harvest, don't you? Now, when God decides for that harvest to come up, it could be just like Jonah. It could be like that. It could come up overnight, but if it come up overnight, it could dry up the next day. Because it has not had time to go through its process, do you see? Glory be to God. So when God is making that process for you, come up with the first fruits, the best fruit, the best harvest, the first harvest, a bumper cropper, a big harvest, a multitude of harvests that's going to come up, it takes a process. Do you get the picture here today? And this is what you got to wait for: all the rain to come, the sun to shine, the atmosphere to be in its perfect state also. See, because if you're looking for apples, you need to be in the cold state like New York and all upstate like that, Maine or somewhere, good old Maine apples and all that. This is what you need, the right atmosphere. Now, if you planted a seed at one time of the year, praise God, and it's not due until the next time, it's not coming up before it's time. That's all there is to it. Do you hear what I'm saying? We'll read a little further. He said, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord drawing nigh. Now, we have to be patient with Jesus for his coming, don't we? We cannot make him come before his time. God has set a time for Jesus to come back. I know the people are saying, oh, you know, he coming this time and he coming that time and he coming when this happened, he coming when that happened. Well, there's a lot of things that has to happen before he come. And God is not going to let him come before everything be accomplished. You should know that. If you read your Bible, you should know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, let's go on. In the same fifth chapter of James, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. See, and of patience. Now listen what the 11 say. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Be happy while you are waiting. That's all. Because the Bible states, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Now you can't endure, you ain't going to make it. Have some waiting time. I'm going to continue reading. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Now all you got to do is wait. He's going to be there. He's coming. He is going to deliver you from whatever trouble that you're in. Huh? He will deliver you. He's there. When the trouble comes, he's there. Hello, now. Yes, he is. He's right there. You know, patience. Look at Job, all the trouble he had. But he was patient. Now, when the trouble comes and all his children were done away with, I don't know if you'd have been able to stand that or take that. All his children was dead and gone. All his possessions was gone. He lost everything. When he say he lost everything, but he had that nagging wife. Huh? Now, even though she was speaking out of faith, she didn't have faith. You see what I'm saying? Job had the faith, and she didn't have the faith, and she seen it as Job, you just cuss your God and die because he ain't did nothing for you. He not doing anything for you. Look, you done lost everything. We done lost all our children. We done lost our home. We done lost our cattle. We ain't got nothing but some crazy friends. Get rid of them. Get rid of God. You know, you've seen people like that, friends tell you to curse God and all that stuff. I hope you got better sense than that. Good Lord. Listen, God is still on your side, and whatever is happening is for a reason. Maybe he wants you to learn to be patient. Praise God. Now, I know it's kind of, that's kind of something, you know, lose everything you got for me to be patient. Yeah, because you ain't going to learn it no other way. You're here, so you have to put that in your life in order for you to be a patient person. I know it's crucial, but listen, think about it. Y'all take all of that as, oh, I wish you didn't preach that kind of stuff. Well, how are you going to learn patience? Huh? If I don't tell you, or somebody don't tell you about patience and how to stay with it to the end, he's running in a race. All of them run well, but somebody have to do it to the end. You know that's the truth. Come on, praise God. Let me tell you what the Bible say about that race. Know ye not, over in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, know ye not, in 24th verse, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. Now, if you want to win the prize, you be patient enough to stay in the race. You don't drop out. You know you get tired. Your feet start to hurt and your knees start to ache. And you be out of breath almost. But you should have prepared for the race. Come on now. You got to prepare yourself. Do the things. Eat differently. Train yourself to win in the race, that you can be patient and endure to the end, because it's that one that endured to the end that's going to win. Hello?
Amen.
Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things, huh? That means you have to learn to be patient, huh? There's others that run just as well as you. You see what I'm saying? Because they're trying to obtain that crown also. So therefore, you should be tops in your field because you have learned how to be patient. Do you see what I'm saying? You have learned how not to drop out, be a dropout. You know, you in school and you trying to get your grades. It seem like you can't make it. Look like everybody's leaving you behind. You know how it is. But you get impatient and you drop out, see? But it's the one that stay in the race that wins. Come on, help me out here, somebody. You in it for the long haul. Do you see what I'm saying? This is what we are in, salvation. We are in the kingdom of God. We are running this race. Yes, we are. Glory be to God, because we know that what the end is we are a winner. Got to stay in the race to win. Come on now. You got to stay in it to win. Yes, he said you must be master. In order to be a master, you got to be temperate in all things. All things, huh? You can't get mad if somebody tried to trip you in the race. You know, you got some devils up in there, huh? You don't get mad. You just get over on the side away from them and keep running. You see what I'm saying? Don't let them cause you to fall. Don't let them cause you to drop out. Don't let nobody, your family, friends, or what have you, nobody cause you to drop out the race. You'll never know you're a winner if you drop out. You'll never know how much you can endure if you drop out. You're in it for the long haul, so you need much patience in this race. My God. I'm going to keep on reading a little bit further. It says, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that barely beat the air. I'm not just running this just to be running. Because I'm looking to enter into the kingdom of God. That's why I'm running. I'm not just doing something beating the air now. You know, a lot of times you beat the air. But you're running this race to win. And when you run this race to win, let me tell you what the 27th verse says. But I keep under my body and bring it into the subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I also should be a castaway. I don't want to be no castaway myself. I'm going to run this race to win. I'm in it for the long haul. Listen, I have obtained the patience of Job to keep running, glory to God. Even when it looks like everything is against me, I'm going to stay in the race, glory to God. Don't matter what you say, how you say it, I'm running this race to win. I am staying with it because God already told me, I know the expected end that I have for you. He's already made plans for me to be the winner. He's already made plans for me to receive a crown. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You cannot get it dropping out. You've got to stay in it when your feet get sore, when your toes feel like they're finna fall off you. You keep running, glory Glory be to God. You may lose the bottom of your shoe, but you keep on running because you in a race to win today. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Sometimes you may have aches and pains all over, but you stay in the race. You keep running. You run this race well. Yes, you do. And because you are going to receive a crown at the end. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you today, glory to God. Keep on running. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner. Be encouraged. Glory to God. Don't let nobody take your crown. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you running yet? Are you in distress? Don't let that stop you. It looks like Jody up there is running faster than you. But let me tell you, it ain't about how fast you go, it's how much you complete. Oh, my God, glory to God. But labor yourself, hallelujah, because you're going to endure to the end. He's kind of rushing, and it looks like he's going to beat you to the finish line. But it's not that one that you see running the fastest. It's the one that's getting there. You're going to get there anyhow, hallelujah, because you know how to be patient. You know how to, labor yourself, glory to God, as you go forth, because he going to get tired. And when he get tired, he going to drop back. When he drop back, you gain, glory to God. You gain that footing, glory to God, because you're almost to the finish line. You're waiting for it right now. Oh, you huffing and puffing, but you getting there. Somebody done cut across you, but you're still running. Somebody done tried to say something on the line, but you're still running. Oh, glory to God, because you got a course to keep. Finish the course. Hear what Paul say, I fought a good fight and I finished the course. And I kept the faith. Huh? You keep the faith that I'm in this race to win. I'm not in it to lose. I'm in this race to win. Oh, you in it for the long haul. Tell somebody, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not finna drop out because I feel bad. I'm not finna drop out because I don't have everything that I want and desire. I'm not dropping out because Cousin Eddie said, get out. You can't make it. Or Mama say, you'll never make it. You won't be like your daddy. You won't be like your sister. I'm not gonna listen to them. I'm gonna keep on going. Huh? I'm standing the test of time. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes. I ain't tired yet. You know, the song say, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I ain't tired yet. In other words, I'm going to keep on running. My, because it's not given to the swift, but it's he that endured to the end. Glory be to God. And I'm one of the ones going to endure to the end, and I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand because he got me by his hand, and he pulling me on through. Think about it now. God's pulling you on through, huh? And when your feet get tired, he pick you up and he run with you. Oh, ain't that a good God? Ain't that a good God? He running with me. He done picked me up and running with me because he want me to win, and he going to drop me at the finish line. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a good God. My God, he right there with me. He right there with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but he'll be with you always, even to the end of time. And when that time is up, I'll be at the finish line. Hallelujah, singing hallelujah, glory be to God. I'll be falling on my knees and giving my all to God. Yes, I will. Glory to God. Nobody else but Jesus. Because his arms is outstretched. Say, I've been waiting for you a long time. Oh, yes, Lord. And I ain't tired yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can run another lap or two, couldn't you? Yes, Lord. Because with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Child, I'm just running right on. Yes, I am. Don't matter. People can say bad things about you. You keep on running. They don't like where you run. They say you're running lap-legged. You're running like a duck or something. But tell them they keep on talking. I'm going to still get there. Say, I could have been a turtle when I start, but I'm going to be a, what's the one of them, race horses. Huh? Thoroughbred. I'm a thoroughbred. I'm going to make it to the end. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, y'all don't believe it today. Praise God. My patience is what's going to take me on. Yes. I won't have a dime, but my patience going to help me go on. Hallelujah. You may not give me anything. You don't give me a piece of bread to eat. You're not going to give me no new shoes or nothing else, but I'm still running. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it cause you to drop out, but keep on running. Woo, I'm going to stop and let this here pastor go on too. Praise God, I done got tanked up here now because I'm running the race. Yes, I am. I'm running this race. Hallelujah. And I ain't tired yet. Hallelujah. A little slow, but I'm still in the race. Y'all, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Oh, can you see? I'm about almost to the finish line. Hallelujah. Still running in this race. Glory be to God. Woo, my God. Seem like a cloud is up over it now, having me go on just a little bit further. Pastor Sharon.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, it is something to think about. He's talking about the seed, and coming from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, starting from the 7th verse, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. I tell you, long patience and the precious fruit of the earth. Who is us today? We are. When you turn to Galatians, the 6th chapter, and it talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And the woman of God was talking about temperance, okay? You know, temperance. I mean, what seed is there now? We have to plant seed. A lot of time we don't think about the seed that we are planting. Oh, my, we don't think about those seeds. And seed is what? Anything that bless somebody. Oh, my goodness. You showing the spirit of patience is a seed. Why? Because you're blessing someone. You know that old lady, may not can't run across the street, but you're not honking the horn and say, hurry up! You're going too slow. God is teaching you patience. Love is a seed. Mercy is a seed. Time is a seed. Patience is a seed. And money is a seed. Praying for somebody is a seed. Everything is a seed that can reproduce. So a seed is anything that can be reproduced. Now, we know there's two different types of seed, the spiritual seed and the fleshly seed. And the fleshly seed is anything that goes the opposite according to what God's word is saying. When the woman of God was talking, I tell you, when God promised his people our inheritance that he's going to bless them, we say money is seed, children are seed, land is a seed. Everything that God has promised you, why? He bring forth the word of God through a man or woman of God, and the word of God comes forth for you, and it becomes as a seed. When the word comes, the word is a seed. You grab on hold onto the word that they have spoken out of their mouth, and you hold onto that seed, and you hold onto that word, and you keep that word before God, and you keep reminding God, or you write it down so what? You will not forget. forget what God has promised you. God has not, what God has promised you, it is so today. Just like God promised Abraham and Sarah a son, and that was a seed that he promised them. And even though years have passed and passed and passed, and in the natural man would say that is impossible, but with God, all things are possible today. It doesn't matter. See, man put thing, titles, and time on thing, but God, there is no time because he is time. And the thing about it is, in God's time, I heard the word in God's time, in God's time, in God's time, these things happen. I tell you, I'm getting excited to know in God's time, because you know, a lot of times we say, God, man, I heard a prophecy long time ago about this and that. But, Lord, it seemed like a long time. But God said, in his what? In his time. You can't hurry God. You can't rush God. You can't, you know, it's his time. Your time to be blessed. Your time to grow. Your time to go through sorrow. Your time to go through laughter. Because there's a time and season for every man upon this earth. And even in Joshua, the 23rd chapter, and verse 10 to verse 13, it said, one man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he had promise. But the thing about it, he said, one of you shall chase 1,000. And he reminded that one day to God, one day to us, one day is like 1,000 years to God. So his timing and our timing does not add up. So I prefer to go with his timing. Why? Because he is time. And because things progress more in the spiritual realm than in the natural realm. Things progress. What God has spoken to you over our life is already done. All we have to do is walk in it. And I'm reminded, when God promised you something, you stand on that word. You stand on the word. Because when I was reading the book of Joshua, even though God had told them about in the inheritance, the children of Israel, but he did not tell them it's going to come on a platter. Now, you didn't have to go and say, okay, Mr. Devil, bye-bye. Oh, no, they had to take it by force. They had to stand flat-footed and chase every enemy of the land. Why? In order to gain what God has promised. So you know when God, that word of God come forth for you about he's going to bless you, he's going to open door for you, the enemy comes in and try to stir things up. But then you got to remember that you got to take it by force today. You got to stand on the word of God, and you got to make sure that you don't let go. It's okay, sometimes we may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I heard the woman of God talking about, people may put their foot out in the while you run in the race and try to trip you up, or they may come in the way and try to block you, or they may send fiery darts your way. But you know what? Remember the word of God today. Know that whatever he has promised, it is what it is, what he says. He is what? He does not lie. He's a God of truth today. And it talks about in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, it says, be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draw it nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest he be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And we have to be careful what we speak out of our mouth, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. And we have to be careful what atmosphere we create, how we judge a matter, how we judge situation. Because when you judge things and you're not doing it, and you don't even understand that it's God is moving in a particular thing, is God is allowing the person to go through that trial. Sometimes we say things and we don't understand what we are saying, but we have to be careful what we say out of our mouth, because you have to show compassion, because how you judge a matter when it's your door time around and they're knocking at your door, then you'll get full understanding what the person was going through. A lot of time we need understanding. Ask God to give you understanding, that you may understand how to understand the matter, understand what it is you're seeing, understand what season it is, understanding what type of trial this is. You need God to give us the understanding, because if he doesn't give you the understanding, then you may fall along the road. You may not go all the way through the race now. You may abort. You may turn around. You may get tired. And you know what? The word of God let us know, be not weary in well-doing. Be not weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. Don't be weary today. Know that God is making it, working it out just for you today. He's working it out just for you, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor McKenzie, you're on there.
Okay, thank you very much. Greetings to you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our soon coming King, King of Kings. And I would like to comment on what been said concerning about perseverance, okay? And also about Jesus Christ was the great commission to this, okay? For he himself could have turned around and give up, okay? But he did not. He had meekness, he had gentleness, he had humility, he had clarity, stability, he had all of that. He had faith, but he believed and trusted in his Father. He said, I do nothing, okay, unless I but I do nothing for myself, but I do what my Father, I see my Father do, okay? And that's what he did with the apostles, did call it in his footsteps. And so we are today, right, in this 20th century, we also are to follow in step, okay, and don't give up, because if so, look at Job. Job did not give up. He could have given up, but he did not give up, okay, because he said, the things that most have come upon me, okay, that's in our life that we fear most, in our life that we say, well, I hope this don't happen to me, I hope that don't happen to me, like I was talking about some time ago, concerned about this lady in America, concerned about her. I fear that I might lose her. I fear that something's going to happen. Out of self-respect, something's going to happen. Something's going to come between us. Okay? And the thing that I fear most of all, right, it begins to take effect in our lives. Okay? And what I learned from that is that we fear not. We must not fear. We must always have faith, always trust in the word of God. And I will trust in him, because he will not let us down. He will not fail us. What he say he will do, he will do. Okay? Because he said, not one drop, not one tear of word shall fall to the ground, but it shall accomplish all that it shall do. He shall not return to me void. So all we have to do is ask in his word and trust in him, no matter what situation. Although the storms are raging and the storms are there, because remember, in the tornado, there is a in the middle, right in the center, but around the storm. So we ought to stay in the spirit. That's what it means, to stay in the spirit, not in of the flesh. We will fall along the way. We will be shipwrecked, okay? And all these things will happen to us. But we don't look at the storm. We look at Jesus Christ. As Peter's walking in the sea, he said he had to keep his eye on Jesus, but he did not. The moment he took his eyes off Jesus Christ, he began to sink and go down, okay? And he cried out to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, why did he doubt? Doubt.
Amen.
To destroy, to bring you down to the pit of hell. And that's what he does. Yes, storms will come. It will come. It will come. You cannot avoid. I've seen it. I've been through it. I've seen it. I cried, tears in my eyes because of the storm. But what I learned through it all. Okay, as you were saying about the race, is that for the okay, like you talk about the turtle, right, and the hare, right. But the point is, we and truly, is that the turtle reached the winning line earlier because the hare thought he could rest along the way. And many of us, in the body of Christ, rest along the way and stop and give up or whatever like that, because we believe, we and truly, that back yet, or you will not come back yet. But we are in the last days, though, and he's saying to us, then get ourselves ready and get ourselves prepared, because it's not time to step back, it's not time to slumber, okay? Because time to wake up now out of your slumber and get on with the work. Job's wife came to him at the end when the devil Satan couldn't get him to put down stop him in his truck. Wife come to him and said to him, why don't you curse God and die? He said, woman, you speak like a fool. Naked I come in this world, naked I depart. So in other words, we hold on to nothing in this world, because everything that you see in this world here is of the enemy. You say, oh, it's of God. No, it's not. It's of the enemy. Right? God didn't make Adam and Eve to be like, for the world to be like this, what it is today. Okay? It's not.
Amen.
It's because of God brought it to chaos and into this thing. But he said, that's why he said, a new heaven and a new earth, right, we shall have, right, those that endure to the end. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've been listening to Pastor McKenzie, Sydney McKenzie there. In the UK, praise God, amen. We thank God for that today. Hallelujah. Anybody else? You got a few minutes? You can call and talk about it if you want to. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all in this race, and storms is going to come. Hallelujah. You're going to have patience today, because storms will come in your life, and you can't stop them storms. Now, they're going to come. Amen. Something will happen. Afflictions occur also. Yes, chaotic situations occur in your life also. Indecisiveness occur also in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to pass it on over to... If you're not going to call, we're going to pass it over to our own Sister McGrath.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is an awesome word just coming forth from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Pastor McKenzie all the way in the UK. Ain't God good? Now, look how far that broadcast is traveling. I tell you, God is good. Patience, patience, patience. Say the ability to bear trials without grumbling. I tell you. Lord, no, we all have to ask for forgiveness. And Lord, teach us, Lord. Help us to endure, Lord, Father God. Patience, Lord, Father. Because when you think you have patience at times, you ever notice you have patience for certain things, certain people. Your patience wear very, very, very thin. And you have to say, Lord, please help me. Please give me patience, because you know I need patience, because if they push that button just one more time, I'm going to lose my patience. And, oh, yes, and in danger of losing control, I tell you. So, you know, you just have to, you know, people just egg you on and egg you on and egg you on, and you just say, Lord, you got to help me now. You got to help me now. Give me patience, Lord. Bridle my tongue. Patience. Help me, Lord. You ask for it. I tell you, I'm patient. No. Also talking about running that race. I tell you, the race. You know, when Apostle was talking, she said, you know, the race is not given to the swift, but those who endure it to the end. Now, when you're running around that track, and you got the 400 meter, the 800 meter, and you running, you know your coach tell you, pace yourself. You pacing yourself in that race, and you looking towards that finish line. You can see that finish line in front of you. Now, that's the natural we're talking about. Now, in the spiritual realm, you can see what's in front of you. Your goal is to cross that finish line. Where is that finish line? The finish line is in Christ Jesus. You started out. Now, you came out from out of the world now. Now you're in the race with Jesus. Patience. Patience. Those of us that don't have patience, I tell you. We go through trials. Now, you're going through that stretch now. You're going through that stretch in your life, and you's like, patience? What patience? I ain't got patience even for my own child. You're talking about patience, you know. Just know that going through He is right there with you. And the finish line, when you reach that finish line, just like how they get a medal to put around their neck when they win that race in the natural, you get your crown at the end of the race when you meet your Lord and Savior and he say, come on up. God is the winner in all situations. We just have to continue to ask God to give us that strength, give us that patience. Yes, you may stumble, but know that even if you stumble, you continue running that race. You do not give up. Doesn't matter what you're going through right now. Keep your eyes on the prize, and the prize is Christ Jesus. Don't allow your family members, don't allow your friends to take you out of Christ. For those of you that are not in Christ, believe me, now is the time for you to find Jesus. Now is the time for you to find Jesus. I tell you, God is an awesome God. The first time I ever got a prophecy, and you know, I didn't know about prophecy. And what was told to me, foolish, I'm looking for it to happen the next day. It didn't happen. I'm looking for it to happen in a month. It didn't happen. Do you know that word came to pass 2 years later, exactly around that same time that I got that word from God? I tell you, I didn't know. I did not know. But you know what? God is an awesome God. Job, I tell you, how much of us have that patience as Job? How much of us? God is awesome. Seek him with all your heart, mind, and soul. God is an awesome God. And know that when you ask for patience, know that everything going to be thrown at you, including the kitchen sink. And let's see if you develop patience in all that. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, remember now, she's been on Blog Talk Radio from since 2009, so you got a whole lot of words to listen to. I tell you, and there's one, I tell you, it's called The Wind. Woo! Which wind is operating, whether it's the east, the west, the north, the south, and each and every wind have the meaning that come behind of it. Whew, it was awesome. I tell you, God is an awesome God. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Yes, that means that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, just like how we can wait and go around that time to go to the club or go to the party, let's go clubbing in Jesus, okay? Let's get on that prayer line, pray one for another, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, we are looking for donations to get a bus to transport kids to and from school. Yes, they are not far enough for the bus to pick them up. There is situations that are going on where the bus will pick up one person living in the household and not the other because they're disabled and the other one is not. And just think about it, if it was your child, what would you like? I tell you, so no donation is too small or too large. If you would like to even donate a bus, a running bus now, a running bus, because we had that situation before now, a running bus, good condition, God will bless you, know that. So you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.